spirits. First, just to clarify something, we're all spirits. Some of us are currently inhabiting a body, while others of us aren't at the moment. For this discussion, I'll focus on those spirits who've already moved on from their bodies, and I'll be using third-person pronouns like they and them. But please don't let that make them feel all that separate and all that different from us. They were us not that long ago, and not too long from now, we'll be them. The less we think of them as aliens, spooks, and scary bump-in-the-night intruders we're not even sure we believe in, the more receptive we'll be when the spirit of a deceased loved one we've been yearning to see actually shows up. Spirits are beings who have traveled through the tunnel and made it safely to that dimension called the other side. The other side is paradise, a place of perfect bliss where the atmosphere itself is charged with God's immediate presence and eternal, unconditional love. The spirit world, living in that state of bliss and reunited with their memories of all their past lives, both on earth and at home, are incapable of unhappiness, anger, resentment, pettiness, worry, fear, negativity, and every other emotion we've created and become addicted to in our world. Any emotional and physical burdens a spirit carried throughout their lifetimes here are resolved in the white light of the Holy Spirit when they return to the other side. So if you ever encounter a being who seems sad or mean or negative in any way, or who shows any signs of wounds, illness, or disease, I promise you're dealing with an earthbound ghost, not a spirit. And if you ever find yourself wondering if a deceased loved one at home is angry with you, or if they've forgiven you, or if they're as unhappy as they seem during their lives, you can ease your mind completely and forever. In the sacred perfection of home, they're incapable of feeling anything but peace, joy, and love. The spirit world of the other side is unobstructed by earthly limitations, which gives spirits any number of advantages over us, and gives us a lot to look forward to when we're out of these inconvenient bodies again. These advantages are the ability to easily communicate with each other and with us through the use of telepathy, the immediate transference of information from one entity to another without the use of any of the five physical senses. One of the most common observations you'll hear from people who've had visitations from spirits is that the spirit talked to them without using words or making a sound. The ability to bilocate, that is, literally, be in two places at once. Deceased loved ones often simultaneously visit two family members who live hundreds of miles away from each other, for example, with both visits being absolutely real. The ability to manipulate animate and inanimate objects to get our attention. While they'll never actually possess an animal here on Earth, they can certainly cause them to respond to their telepathic commands, so that suddenly a conspicuous number of birds or butterflies or squirrels or you name it will be present even more than the chronically unaware can ignore. They'll move photographs or keepsakes. They'll leave coins in the most unlikely places. They'll rock their favorite rocking chair. They'll play a music box. They'll superimpose their image on a painting or snapshot. There are no limits when it comes to a spirit who's trying to say, "I'm here." The dramatic ability to affect electrical devices. Because spirits have to cross from the other side's dimension back into ours in order to visit us, they often attach their energy to such convenient conductors as electricity and water in order to help ease their transition. They're especially active between 1 and 5 in the morning, when the night air is at its dampest and the dew is at its heaviest. And with electricity and water being so helpful to them, it's not just a myth that the spirit world loves a good thunderstorm. It's a breeze for spirits to create bizarre behavior in TVs, appliances, telephones, and other electrical devices. But again, because they're spirits, they're not motivated by meanness or a desire to frighten you. They simply want you to know that they're with you, and of far more importance, that all this talk of eternity and surviving death turned out to be absolutely true.